Hello and welcome back to the Sorta Helpful podcast. It's just me today, Blake. How are you? Sonia can't make it because of bad weather, even though I worked hard to get here. I'll just say that. I worked hard to get here via vehicle. It's so windy out. So no judgment on her end. I understand completely. It snowed today. And it already has passed the first day of spring, so it's like, Mother Nature was like, psych. That was cringe. Anyways, welcome back to episode 16. This is going to be a fun little episode. My plan was to play a card game with Sonia, a new edition that I bought from the game We're Not Really Strangers. It's not sponsored. I just thought it would be cool and a fun opportunity to just answer some questions and get to know each other a little bit more, even though we already pretty much know each other from front to back. So I brought a smaller part of the card game, a different edition. This is the healing edition. I like the questions that are in here. I probably will like see a couple of these and be like, oh, I've already played this game before, so it's not a surprise. But I thought it could be a fun little thing to, you know, keep us on topic with the healing process of many things. You know, it could be losing friends, it could be losing a relationship, losing someone with grief and all that jazz, you know. And this is just some basic baseline questions to like bring it out of you and help you heal along the way. So as somebody who is currently, I would say I'm still currently healing through some junk. I mean, it's definitely not gone. And I'm sure if you've been listening to this podcast, which is slim to none chances of people listening, but I've been healing, you know, I've gone through some stuff. Sometimes things will, what's it called? Not reoccur, but they'll become relevant again in my mind and resurface. That's the word I'm looking for. And you know, sometimes you just need a little breather, some time to null it over, think about it, and remind yourself how far you've come. So this is your little reminder to take a little deep breath, drink some water, take a step back, look at your surroundings. Where are you right now? Are you in your house? Are you in your bedroom? Are you with a group of friends? Are you, you know, just sitting in the library maybe doing some homework and have me in the background? Who knows? But just like realize how far you've come, how old you are, and how much like more of life you have to live. You know, like people think, sorry, this is getting a little off topic, but you know, I don't care. I'm 18 and a lot of people my age are like, I think it depends on the person, but it's like in between of like, wow, I'm getting old, or wow, I'm still so young. But I feel like any generation, any kid is just so focused on growing up that we just push it to the limit. We're like 18. Okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. You know, it's like, I get it. It's like that. It's like the itch of like, now I have the freedom. I should be like doing all the things that I wasn't allowed to do until this moment, aka like getting piercings and tattoos and whatnot. And, you know, to each their own. We do what we want. We're human. But the point of all that was, take a step back and realize and pat yourself on the back of how far you've come in life. Because I feel like people don't do that enough. Or at least I don't do that enough. So anyways, let's get into it. The first card of this game. There's like wild cards, which I might skip, but there's like regular questions and little reminder cards. And the first card is a reminder to help us get into the segue of healing of the topic of the day. If you're trying not to think about it, it's probably time to heal. So with that being said, let's dive into these questions a bit more. All right. Have you neglected your mental health recently? What's one small way you can make it up to yourself? Ooh. I think I don't think I've neglected my mental health recently. I think that I have not prioritized it enough. But at the same time, I did, like, I will admit, I did, like, skip a class last week because I was just really overwhelmed. And this is actually relevant. I emailed my teacher and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't come to class tonight. I'm just like, it was a 6 to 9 class. So I'm like, I can't really do this right now. And I had some, I was just feeling funky. I just had these weird feelings arise from my past and it honestly made me a little depressed. And I was like, damn, I don't think I can like focus on photography right now at 6 o'clock at night. So I just like went on a drive around campus and stuff and just like kept to myself. So that was prioritizing it, I think. And I rarely do that, I think, because I'm just like, you know, I gotta go to class. What's one small way I can make it up to myself? I think I need to be alone more. That was a loaded statement. It's weird because I'm especially this week, I've been battling with like trying to make plans and they just don't fall through, like the ones that I want. I'm a very spontaneous person and planner. And that was kind of like put upon me by other people. I used to be like plan like 2 weeks in advance to hang out with somebody, so I would have something to look forward to. But recently, you know, I'm not going to say it's because of other people. I'm going to say it's because I was inspired. I was inspired by media and just like, you know, it was me being like, I want to be spontaneous. You know what? I want to have some people over right now. Let's play a board game and, you know, have some snacks and watch a movie. That's what I wanted. And, you know, sometimes people wouldn't reply to me in time, like, quote unquote, in time, in the time span that I wanted in my mindset. And, like, or just never didn't get to it, you know, the next day. I'm like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. We have plans already. And it's like, of course you have plans. That's not like in a passive aggressive way. Like, of course you have plans. You're so cool and popular. It's an of course you have plans because you're not me. You don't have the same schedule as me. You're not the same person. You know what I mean? Everyone's different. And I have to not get my hopes up so much when it comes to that. When it comes to I plan out these things in the span of 2 minutes and I clean my entire house and then I just sit and I wait for someone to text me back and I'm like, damn it. And then I get depressed and shit. But the one small way I can make it up to myself is don't this is gonna sound weird, I should stop counting on people so much. I should stop relying on people for my own happiness. And I will admit, I did have a good night, even though people were not able to come over. I did have a good night. I danced to some music. I smoked a little Mary Jane. And I was happy. I was happy by the night. Sometimes I just needed to like say like, you know what? I don't need anybody. But that's a lie. Back to the statement I was trying to say before is that I think I need to be alone more. I just think I need to regulate and not be so obsessed with being around people. Because I think, I mean, especially as humans, we need people to live. We need other people to, you know, do things every day. And you know what I mean? Without other people, there'd only be like one person on this earth. Goodness me. Well, that was just one card out of the like 50 in this deck. I'm gonna try and go faster. When was the first mental health scare you remember having? What stands out to you about it? What stands out to you about it? The first mental health scare. Ooh. I'm trying to think of like if I had like my first real panic attack or depressive episode. I think I'll say, oh yeah. So when I was, I think I've said this before, when I was in high school, I think my sophomore year, I was dealing with a lot of insecurities and depression, And it was just, it was a lot of my own stuff rather than like, I think other people had something to do with it, but let's just put it all on me for a second. I was dealing with some crapola, all right? I did not like the way I looked, and I felt very alone and forgotten about. That's a common factor in my life. I feel forgotten about, but that, let's not get into my abandonment issues. I remember I feel like I told this story before on here. One night I was like cleaning my room, and I had prescription glasses that were like the lenses were square and really ugly looking, and I didn't have many options when I went to pick my glasses out. So I wouldn't wear my glasses often. I wouldn't wear them to school. I would only wear them when I needed to drive or, you know, see anything. And I hadn't worn them in like a couple weeks. And then I went to put them back on. And I remember I was like listening to some song and I put them on and I looked in the mirror and I just, my eyes started to hurt. Because when you don't wear your prescriptions or like any glasses, your eyes will like strain a little bit. And I felt the strain in my eye and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm so stupid for not wearing these glasses, but I'm stupid because, like, I look stupid in them. So I just started bawling. I'm like, oh my god, I don't like myself. And I, like, ran downstairs to my dad. I'm like, Dad, I need to go back to therapy. And he's like, okay, let's calm down. Let's talk it out. What's going on? You know, talk to me first. And, like, of course, we'll get you your counselor back and whatever. And if we can't, we'll get you a new therapist. And my older therapist who helped me through my childhood unfortunately moved away. But I think it was good because I got to know somebody new for a new issue that was happening in my life at the time. And yeah, they really helped me out. They pushed me to go out of my comfort zone. And I still use things today that they say, that they've said to me. Like, I had an issue because I was like, I want to go up to people and make friends more. Like, how do I do that? Like, I get so scared. And I also had a hard time taking compliments. I never used to say thank you. I would just giggle and be like, oh, man, thanks, you know. But what stood out to me about that mental health scare was just like, oh, God, what was I? Sophomore year. I'm going to say 16 leaning on 17. No. Yes. Let's just, yeah, 16. The thing that stood out to me about that was that I was like, I never thought that I had to say or admit that I needed to go to therapy, like, so seriously. I joked about it before with, like, my friends or whoever, but, like, I was dead serious. I'm like, I need to go back to therapy. And it was a really good decision. I will admit that. I won't say that it was a bad decision. You know, did I get all the help that I needed? Am I still going through this stuff? Yeah. It's all applicable. It's all relative, as Sonya would say, if she were here, calling her out. All right, next card. Ooh, this is one. This is a good one. What title would you give this chapter of your healing journey? Title of the chapter. See, the funny thing is I just answered this question last night with my friends and we were playing the same card game, but it was a different edition. Chapter name. Oh my goodness. I can't remember my answer from last night. I'm trying to think. What title would you give this chapter of your healing journey? So it's not my life, it's my healing journey. I want to say coming to terms, but I also feel like I've already come to terms, like, multiple thousands of times. And that's the thing about healing journeys, too, is that it's never a straight line. It's always, like, a fucking roller coaster. It is all over the place. It's never going to be simple or easy. It might be for some people who, like, don't let anybody fuck with them, but most of the time healing journeys are just like, it's going back and forth, shifting from mood to mood. One day you will feel like one day you'll feel guilty about what happened in your situation, and the next day you'll be like, dude, I was right. I don't need to feel guilty. I don't need to apologize or whatever, you know? And then the next day you'll be like, well, I see their point of view. So I guess we're both in the fault. But yeah, my healing journey right now. I'm trying to think mentally. Where am I right now? I'll say that the name of my chapter is like figuring out loneliness, figuring out the ratio of social life with alone time. That's a long title, but that's the best way I can describe it. And I've always had that issue, but I feel like, especially now, I don't know. I feel like my healing journey and life is like broken up into like hundreds of chapters. Like almost every other week, it's a new chapter because we're changing so much and everything is happening in life so fast, you know? One small thing one day can just screw up your whole week, and then it's a new chapter in your healing process. Okay, next card. What small step can you take towards your healing today? I think what I'm doing right now. I could have stayed home and just like not had this little time to myself. I could have just been bored all day and sulk and not really put anything good towards my healing process right now. But I especially take this podcast as like a healing, it's like a break, even though it's like sort of like it's a responsibility, yes, but I don't really see it as one of my responsibilities. It's more of a priority in my mind. And you know, I don't give a shit who listens to this podcast, if anybody does, if nobody does. It's for my own pleasure, I think. And I think that was especially what Sonia and I discussed before we made this, is that we wanted to just like record and document, in a sense, like us growing and talking about different topics and seeing what our point of view was like back then. I know it hasn't been long. It's only been 16 episodes in the span of like what, almost a year now. a little less than a year. Yeah. This is definitely like a big help for my healing process because I get to talk it out and look back and listen back to my thoughts and my thinking process, so I can like take into account who I was like 6 weeks ago. You know, you would think that like, oh, 6 weeks ago you're like the same person. It's like, well, that's my answer. Well, it can vary very much. One week I can like chocolate pudding, and the next week I will despise it. That's the best analogy I have right now. Why chocolate pudding? I have no idea. Okay, I don't really like these wild cards. All right, here's a reminder card. Pay attention to who you're with when you're feeling your best. Yeah, that's a good reminder. I'm trying to think of a comment on this. Pay attention to who you're feeling with when you're your best. When you're feeling your best. I really, ever since I've heard this statement, I've been more attentive to my emotions when I am around people. And I'm not going to say like the moment that I feel uncomfortable or like unsatisfied around somebody that I'm going to like drop them. I'm just going to take into account like, is this somebody good that I should be hanging out with? Is this like making me feel good? Is this person like, you know, am I making this person feel okay? You know, that whole thing. I feel like I surround myself with people who are good for me and I'm good for them. And we both have this exchange of happiness, you know? It's a relationship. It's friendship. All right. Next card. What are you currently healing from that others don't see? Oh, I mean, yikes. What are you currently healing from that others don't see? I feel like I'm still healing from my childhood, honestly. Because, yikes. Oh my gosh. That's a really personal question. Well, yeah. I mean, it's true. I'm still healing from my childhood. I don't really talk about my childhood with people that much. I'll give them the basics of like, yeah, my parents are divorced and blah, blah, blah. Pretty much the like basic things you need to know about me that have impacted me a lot. Yeah, behind the scenes, I'm always stressing about that, I feel like. Sometimes it'll come up and I'll just have like a big wave of nostalgic pain and I'm like, oh god, I gotta like take a minute for myself. All right, the next card is a fill in the blank and it says, today I'm struggling with blank. Today I'm struggling with the drinking enough water. I didn't drink enough water today, but that's kind of a shitty answer. So today I'm struggling with not holding grudges. I tend to do this thing where I will put words in people's mouths in my head. So, or just like feelings and actions and emotions, basically overthinking, the basis of overthinking. Let's find an example on this. Can you hear the cards? Let's see what the spirits have to say for you today. Oh, the cup of wands. Oh my god, I'm such a fake tarot fan. Yes, I do this thing where I put words in people's mouths. So let's say that I'm trying to make plans with you, and you know, it's like 1 p.m. and I'm like, hey, do you want to come over and just hang out? And then you don't respond to me for, let's say, 3 hours because you're doing something and I don't know that. I will think, well, they're just like ignoring me. They don't want to come over. They have better things to do than be with me. You know, they don't really like me. Things like that. It's obviously not true. And it's still that thing that I'm struggling with where it's the best way I can describe it is just like a tiny voice in my head. That's always the negative Nancy and is like, you know, they hate you, which is obviously not true. And it's weird because it feels like I'm in control of this voice, but I'm also not. So, for example, the negative Nancy in my brain will be like, everybody hates you. And then I'll go, that's not true. Like, shut up. And I'll go out through my day. But then I'll still have that little anxiety of like, What if I'm right? What if everyone hates me? And I feel like, especially just with the way that communication is nowadays via texting rather than phone call and in-person stuff, that it can lead to a lot of spiraling stuff. It can lead to a lot of overthinking and anxiety of it all because you're just, you know, you don't know, you can't read people's minds. You don't know what someone's doing. You don't know if they're hurt. You don't know if they're okay. You don't know if they're just busy or their phone died or they're sleeping or what, you know, because all we have is ones and zeros that tell us if it was read or delivered and what time. And you're lucky if you get to see if it was read, but also unlucky because that kind of hurts. Take it from me. When was the last, here's the next card. When was the last time you healed from something you weren't sure you could move past from? Oof. The last time I healed? I mean, I'm still healing from it. My separation with a group of toxic people that I was friends with, and a breakup as well. I thought I was never going to get past it. I thought that I was going to be like living it for the rest of my days. And here we are, what is it, March? I feel so much better. I really feel so much better. And it kind of blows my mind because I'll look back at my journal entries and I'll read them to where I was like, it's weird because when I read my journal entries, I know where I was based on a title, based on my words, based on like what I'm talking about. I knew exactly where I was and what I was typing, what I was even wearing, you know, if I was eating anything. So I just read these back and there was like, one where I was sitting in the campus center in like the lounge and I'm typing and I was wearing like brown pants and a sweater, whatever. And I was like, I'm really anxious about trying to find people find friends. And I'm like still stuck on this stuff and it's only October. And I'm like reading it back now, I'm like, dude, it was only October. You're right. It was like, what? September, October. August, September, October. It was like 3 months, not even. Not even. I was totally in the right to be still healing and still hurting from all that. It was still a fresh cut. And I would like to say that now it's starting to form a scar. It's not even scabbed anymore. Sorry if that's a gross analogy, but yeah, I really thought that I wasn't going to move past that. I mean, I'm still not. I'm still not 100% past it. I don't think I'll ever be 100% past it until, you know, like 2 years from now. It's still somewhat relevant. But it's in the matter of just like, yeah, it's shitty that happened. This is my opinion on it. Next topic. And I feel like the more that I talk about it, the more that it'll just, you know, it'll feel like I'll get sick of talking about it. And I'll heal. That's just the way that I heal with things. All right, let's see. Oh, I can't do that. I can't play music. This one's a finish the sentence. I want to give myself permission to feel blank. What's getting in the way of that? I'm sorry, I gotta read this over. I want to give myself permission to feel blank. What's getting in the way of that? Permission to feel loved, I think. I have a hard time with that because I need, like, constant validation, I think. Or reassurance rather than validation. Just to make sure that everything's okay. Because my anxiety sometimes gets in the way of reality. Almost always gets in the way of reality. Where it makes me blind to the people around me that actually like me and love me. And appreciate me and value me. And what's getting in the way of that? My anxiety. I will admit that totally. My constant feeling of like that I'm not. It's not that I don't think that I'm worthy of love or being loved. Even in darkest times, I will say that to myself. Like, I don't think I'm worthy of this. And it's like, no, you are. Anyone is worthy of love, I think. Except for like, you know, the Joker. I don't know. Sorry, I just saw like a Joker TikTok earlier. you get my point though. Yeah, I want to give myself permission to feel loved and appreciated. And my anxiety is getting in the way of that. In the way of reality. Because, you know, what is it? Mental health in it? I'm not really sure. It's... You know, and I'm not really sure how to fix that, too, because there are times where I'm like, yeah, people like me. I am likable. I am liked. I am loved by these people. And it's a fact. And, you know, sometimes in my weakest moments, in my weaker moments, I will say, I do feel consumed by that overthinking this thing in the back of my brain that's like, you're wrong, you know? But I feel like that all just depends on the day and the time and the place and the mood and the weather. Truly. Next card. Oops, that's a wild card. What's been causing you unnecessary stress? What would help alleviate that for you? What's been causing me unnecessary stress? I have to itch my ear 1 second. Ugh. I don't know if you can hear that because I have headphones on. Unnecessary stress. I have to say myself, maybe. Unnecessary? I feel like it's... I don't know. I feel like that's relative to... It's like, is it necessary or is it not necessary? Because sometimes I feel like stress is necessary. Because sometimes... Well, most of the time, I procrastinate. So stress kind of pushes me towards getting stuff done. And... getting a lot of stuff done, you know? I'll have the stress of, like, I need to do this chore and that chore, and I have this whole list of things that I need to do, and it's stressing me out that they're not checked off yet or haven't even touched the list, and I'm stressed out about it. Let me just get it out of the way. Okay, let's start with laundry. Let's start with this. We'll and then go on to the next thing. And then... sorry, I'm, like, stuttering. before you know it, I'm done and the list is complete and I'd feel a lot better. And I'm like, wow, why didn't I just do that in the first place without stressing? So I think unnecessary stress, probably the dauntingness. Oh my God. Yeah. The daunting, like, notifications that I get from Google Classroom and Blackboard and our grading system thing. Ugh. Because teachers decide, like, on a Saturday night at, like, 10 p.m. to release the next 4 weeks of assignments that we have to do. So it's just like, your teacher just posted new assignment, new assignment, new assignment. And I'm like, oh my God, I know that we had to do this at some point, but it's stressing me out to see all these notifications. And, you know, I could just turn them off, but then I need to know, like, when assignments that we're actually doing now are released. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, I guess. But that causes me so much stress. I literally have to, like, turn off my phone and throw it across the room because I'm like, please, you decided to do this now on the weekend. Like, I get it. You have free time. This is your time to do it. This is probably your only time to do it. But come on, does it really have to send out a notification that you posted an assignment that's, like, due at the end of the month? Ugh. What would help alleviate that stress for me? If they programmed an option for it to not do that. But in all seriousness, I think when I see that start to happen, just turn off my notifications, put my phone away, and not think about it. Yeah. Next card is, what's been the worst thing for your mental health lately that's within your control to change? Ugh. I would say the internet. Definitely. I've been caught in a scrolling frenzy lately, and it just feels terrible. I think a lot of people can agree or relate to this, to where you're just like, maybe you're watching a movie or you have, like, a video on YouTube going, and you just get bored. So you start scrolling on your phone, and meanwhile, like, the video is still playing, so you hear that, and then you hear the TikToks you're watching, and then you hear the videos on Instagram or whatever, and it's like, I know it's just trying to alleviate my, like, attention span, but it stresses me out because it used to bother me when other people did that, and now I'm starting to do that, and it's really not good. Yeah, I really need to figure out how to do that. And I know that there's a simple solution. It's either, like, delete the app or just minimize time on my phone and focus on one thing at a time. But it's I think if people do this, the same thing that I do, I feel like they agree as well that it's hard. It's really hard at first because you're like, you're not interested in one thing and you're also not interested in the other. So when you combine them both, you're just kind of like, somehow it's like itching your brain correctly and you're like, yes, this is multitasking. I feel productive now that I have one thing I'm neglecting but also paying attention to and another thing I'm neglecting and also paying attention to. Gosh. All right. If I keep going, this episode will be like 6 hours long because there's like, oh, like the other half of the deck is still untouched. So I hope that if you listened and have gotten to the end, that maybe you paused the episode and answered your own answer to these cards, questions, you know, play along. I highly recommend this company, brand, this card game. It's We're Not Really Strangers. You can find them on Instagram and pretty much anywhere else. They have a lot of cool things. They got merch. They've got card games, editions, different little mini packs. It's not sponsored. I wish that it was, but it's just a helpful recommendation because there's nothing I love more than going, especially with, like, new people and getting, like, the starter packs and just being like, hey, you want to play a card game? And they're like, oh, cool, what is it? Like, solitaire? Like, no, it's We're Not Really Strangers. And they're like, what is that? Or like, oh, I've seen this, yes. So needless to say, it's a cool flex, and it's a really great way to get to know people and start conversations, or just, you know, play with your friends. And it really sounds like this is a promotion. It's not. It's just a really meaningful recommendation to me. So thank you so much for listening to me babble and dump all this baggage onto you. I hope that you related. I hope that you sympathized, maybe. I hope that you gathered something from this and took my perspective into account and are using it to maybe help yourself realize things that you haven't before. Who knows? I'm not a professional. So thank you so much for listening. You can find us at The Sort of Helpful Podcast on Instagram. And that's pretty much it. Hopefully Sonia will be here next time and we can play the Friends edition. And yeah, I love you very much. Goodbye.